So the past week, Kelly and I were in San Diego at a conference, and we heard a story that, look, it had to be a lie. There's no way on earth this is true. And I felt almost taken advantage of because it was just so exaggerated.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it was a radio conference, so it's all these big personalities, and sometimes they say things that you're just, you know, they're elaborating just a little too much. And I felt like this particular story was that way because we both looked at each other when the guy said it. We're like, there's no way this happened.
It wasn't elaborating. It was insulting our intelligence. The person was on a panel and he came out and said, we spoke about on the morning show the other day that I went to work with no shoes on, that I got in the car, drove, walked outside, got into work, and the whole time I had no shoes on, and he claims he didn't know he had no shoes. That's not possible.
Yeah, he's like, you know, it's just one of those days when you show up at work and you don't have shoes. Like, everybody's done it. And we're like, there's no way. Yes, we get up very, very early in the morning, and there are some times that I don't want to drive wearing heels, but I always have something on my feet. So I'll put flip-flops. Like when we went to San Diego, I wore heels, but I drove down there in flip-flops. I have never shown up to work and not had shoes.
There's some things you just don't forget. You don't forget pants. You don't walk in with no pants. You don't forget shoes. You feel your feet touching the ground. There's a distinct feeling that activates the human mind to go, hey, something's wrong this morning. So I'm like, if I went, I say, I'm very honest, but I say when I do stupid stuff, which is all the time.
Yeah.
I could never do that.
I mean, are we judging this guy too harshly? Like, does this actually happen? Because we immediately went, okay, this guy's lying to us, and tuned out. Like, did not want to hear anything else he had to say on his panel. But are we being too harsh? Will anybody come to this random guy's defense and admit that you've gone to work without your shoes?
All right, let's hear it. 888-431-3764. Anyone out there, let us know.
He had to have just been saying it for shock value. There's no way somebody actually goes to work and then gets to work and realizes, oh, I forgot my shoes.
That's what a radio presenter said to us in a conference we were at last week. And the more I think about it, Kelly, the more frustrated I'm actually getting, because it is not possible. Think of how insane that is. That's your place of employment. You get up, you walk outside or walk to your garage, you get in the car, you go into the office, go on the elevator, wherever you are, whatever it is, and you don't realize you have no... Impossible.
See, here's the thing. Like, we do get up really early in the morning, and sometimes I'm trying to be polite, and I don't turn a lot of lights on. So I've shown up to work with different shoes on, but I've never shown up with no shoes. Like, I just don't believe this actually happens. Dawn and Menifee, have you ever gone to work without your shoes?
I have not done that.
Okay.
But my teenage son, well, he's not a teenager anymore, did that in high school twice.
What? How?
I'm thinking if he was driving, he would have figured it out, but it was in the years before he got his license, so... I don't know.
Yeah, and then twice he didn't learn the first time?
Nope. I mean, come on. Most of them don't learn the first time, right?
That is very true. Very true, Dawn.
760 says he might have been drunk from the night before.
Maybe.
I would have loved to hear him on air that morning then. Talk to everyone.
Yeah. 951 says, absolutely forgetting shoes when leaving for work. There's no way that's believable. I would normally say that, but my daughter-in-law is barefoot a lot, so there have been times where she has forgot her shoes.
To go to work, it's hard for me to believe. Some people are really, really trying to defend him and really going deep. Like 707, maybe it was a dream and he believes the dream instead of the reality. Could that be a possibility?
No, I think he was just trying to be funny and be like, huh, look it, I'm going to entertain all these radio people. But instead we were like, you're lying.
Yeah.
There's no way that happens. There's no way you go to work and don't have shoes on.
I want to thank this idiot for providing us radio content this morning.
I mean, you could try and defend him, but I'm just not believing it. You could call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Kelly and I are convinced we've been lied to, and it's not a good feeling. We're at a conference over the weekend and a radio personality got on stage and spoke about how he went to work and didn't realize he wasn't wearing any shoes, and he spoke about it on radio. We are saying that is an absolute lie.
I mean, I think it's a white lie. I think he was trying to be entertaining and was like, oh, you know, because everybody forgets their shoes. But it was one of those things that we were like, no, I've never forgot my shoes going to work.
I'm from Australia. Don't wear shoes growing up. And I still knew when I had shoes on.
Yeah. Linda in Riverside, is it actually possible to forget your shoes when you're going to work?
It is so possible to forget shoes. My brother hates to wear his shoes. He keeps them in his car because he would go to work or go anywhere to the store, school, you name it, and he would go barefoot and he would not remember his shoes.
So has he ever shown up to work and not had his shoes?
Yeah. He's gone to work. He's gone to school multiple times. He wouldn't wear in the store nowhere if he didn't keep them in the car to where he had the shoes on him.
Does your brother do radio in Detroit?
Nope, he lives out here also.
Okay, just checking. I was like, well, maybe it's still the same guy we're talking about because I just don't believe this happened.
Yeah, there's not many out there, so it could have been. The 909 says, if you've done this right, Kelly, I've double-checked to make sure I have the same pair of shoes but never no shoes.
Yeah, yeah. I've shown up before and had, like, the same flip-flop, but they were different colors. I've done that before. Or two black flip-flops, but they were different brands.
See, I know you don't lie, but even that seems far-fetched to me.
Oh, no, because we get dressed in the dark. I mean, when I'm leaving, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not trying to wake up everybody in my house. And we're on radio. It's not like I have to get dressed up.
No, well, yeah, look at me. But you can't even tell the difference feeling between shoes?
No. 760 says, I've driven to work without my shoes because I don't like to wear shoes when I drive, but I usually leave mine in the car because I work in healthcare. So I would say, no, this doesn't happen except for one day I did show up to work and I had no shoes. So I guess maybe it does happen.
719 just has the point of the day. He was probably barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah, that was actually more believable than him showing up to work with no shoes on.